2018 NAFQ 51st Annual Conference in Seattle, Washington. And there's Andy Keeney. How are you, Andy?
Hello. Good morning, Andy.
There's Andy. Hey. And we're talking with Tom Powers from Hudson River Financial. How are you, Tom?
Very good, Mike.
Good. How's the show going so far? We're kind of in day two and a half, something like that?
Show's going great. Lots of interesting speakers. Mm-hmm. Andy did a great job yesterday. And looking forward to the boat ride tonight.
Oh, that's right. That's happening in a few hours. So get ready for that. Get ready for that. Hey, what you wanted to talk about today was, or is, observations from yesterday, today, and tomorrow from your 42 years in the credit union industry, 33 of them as a CEO. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So
tell us about the strange way you got involved with credit unions.
I went to college and got an accounting degree. While I was in college, my dad was a money center bank employee in New York City. In the summers, I worked as a teller in the bank. While I was in school, I had a buddy whose dad worked for Air France. So he flew all over the world for free.
Yeah.
So when I got out of college, I said, you know, maybe I can work in the accounting department at an airline. Mm-hmm. So I went to an airline recruiter, and he looked at my resume. You know, I have an accounting degree, which doesn't mean too much. And I had worked as a teller in a large bank in the summers. So he said, what about an airline credit union? And I said, you know, what's a credit
union? A what?
And he said, it's kind of like an employee bank. So I said, do you get the airline benefits?
Because I want to fly free.
That's correct. And he said, yeah, you do. So I went on an interview with the Pan Am Credit Union at Kennedy Airport. Uh-huh. And found out that, yeah, you got airline benefits, and I took an entry-level job. Mm-hmm. 6 months later, I was running the accounting department. Now,
nice.
This is a top 25 credit union in the United States, about $100 million in assets, and, you know, 1976, way before PCs. So in my old journal and cash register and subsidiary ledgers ran a $100 million credit union, their full financials and financial statements with a pad and...
Everything's on paper.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So I got to spend 7 years traveling all over the world, going Christmas shopping in Rome.
Man.
Taking a weekend in Paris.
And you're just a kid at this time, basically.
Yes, absolutely. But you had the airline benefits. And this is before the turmoil. I ended up becoming a credit union professional, you know, in those years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by the end of 7 years, I had become the number two guy in the organization. And, you know, was interested in eventually becoming a CEO. Mm-hmm. But I did travel for 7 years, and it was a lot of fun.
I bet. Oh, my gosh. And I'm assuming you're still in your upper 20s at this time?
Yes.
Not even hitting 30 yet, and here you are, the second position in the credit union? My gosh,
correct.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. What's interesting, and again, the first couple of years before Carter deregulated interest rates, and I kind of call this the Woody Allen management style, because we paid the highest dividend you could, 7%. All the loans, which were unsecured or car loans, you earned 12%. So you had a built-in 5% spread. And the reason why I call it the Woody Allen period is because 90% of life was showing up.
That's right. Love that quote. Love that quote.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the really fascinating thing here is that when you started, everything was on paper. I mean, it right. might as well have been a stone tablet
right.
at the time.
Yes.
But here you are now, you're wearing an Apple Watch. I mean, just the progression, the change that we've seen in the last 30 years is yeah. phenomenal. I mean, what's your take on all that and where things are going?
I had an undergraduate degree in accounting. I got an MBA in organizational behavior. Started looking at credit unions, employees. Was very interested in technology, very interested in branding. In fact, the credit unions that I did work at as a CEO, all new branding. In fact, three of the four, I changed their names, including this one. Technology-wise, two of the credit unions, what became First Commonwealth and CFE in Orlando, we were on Users Incorporated, which was
a
credit union QCell. And I was part of the team. I was the vice chairman of the board when we sold it to Fiserv. So I was always interested in technology, because I think as credit unions emerged from that Woody Allen period, you know, ALM became very important with where interest rates went for forever. Became important to have a brand. Each credit union I went into, it improved when we fixed the brand. Technology was very important as you went on. You know, since the mid-90s, each year, members are getting more interactive with the credit union through technology. So I think, you know, as it's become more sophisticated, those were the key elements.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen over the years? Are there, like, any highlights for you, like two or three highlights, two or three kind of milestones that really kind of... I don't really stand out in your mind? Because I mean, I have a few in my head, but I want to hear what you.
I think, and why things were successful is a lot of credit unions coming out of the 80s, no disrespect to CUNA, but they all had the hands logo.
Oh, yeah.
It was boring. You know, as we got rid of that, and in fact, I think three of the credit unions, I threw the hands out. We got our own new image, and it helped in the community as we got our brand out there to grow. So the successful ones, marketing, branding, very important, engaging the employees, you know, what we are is different. You know, we don't have to pay the Rockefellers and the Mellons, you know, that's why credit unions are different. We're structurally different. And, you know, staying on top of technology, marketing, etc. My son is involved in the industry for the last 9 years. In fact, you interviewed him.
I did?
On Simply Credit.
Okay.
Simply Credit
is
a new...
I remember that.
Yes. Product, and he's also our guy that handles social media. We just had a great Facebook post where a drone comes down the Hudson River and then comes into the neighborhood right to the credit union.
Oh my gosh! How cool is that?
Yeah. So those types of things to get the next generation of members involved. Is really important.
Whenever you hear the Hudson River, I'm sorry, I think of Sully. But I'm sorry, that's that's where my mind went. But having that drone fly on the river and then come into your neighborhood, oh, that's got to be a cool. I'm gonna have to check that out.
I'll show it to you after.
Okay.
Show.
Very cool.
But you know, those are the things that I think are important to stay relevant and continue to grow.
An accountant who believes in marketing.
Absolutely.
All right. This is a day we have to remember, ladies and gentlemen. I like this. I like this.
Good.
So what advice do you have? Because obviously there's a big kind of leadership turnover in our industry right now. A lot of CEOs are retiring, moving on to the next chapter of their lives.
Right.
good on them. Congratulations. Thank you for setting the table for the rest of us. I mean, we're on solid footing right now. What advice do you have for the new leaders coming into our industry and to kind of take that baton and run with it?
I think there's a lot of great talent coming up. In New York, we have the Young Professionals Organization, and my son is part of that. Mm-hmm. I know a number of other guys, Mike Matone from Municipal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, yeah.
Yeah, young guys who understand credit unions and have the ability to keep it going. Mm-hmm. In fact, improve on what's gone on before. So, you know, if they stay focused to what we do, what our mission is, and I think they can make it expand.
I don't doubt that one bit. I mean, yeah. Once you have the credit union bug, yeah, as we say, or that passion, yeah, there's just something about it, you know, and you just kind of run with it. So that's good to hear. What is your outlook on? I mean, can you believe we're halfway through the year already? So what's your outlook for the rest of 2018, and dare I say, venturing into 2019? What's going on out there right now? Lots of changes,
and it just means keeping up. Yeah. I think keeping up with technology, keeping up with the next new product. You know, Marcus taking all your millennial loans away, SoFi, mm-hmm, which wants to come in and become a financial institution. They're
pretending to be credit unions. Yes. All their vernacular is all credit union stuff. Yeah.
So, I mean, dealing with that is important.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And all the disruptors out there and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Tom, is there anything else you want to add? This has been a pleasure and honor just to listen to how things have changed over time. And I love your mindset. Being an accountant again, yeah, embracing marketing and technology, I think that's still so important in today's game, as well as the back office stuff. I mean, it all kind of complements each other, in my opinion. So
absolutely.
I'm really happy that you take that viewpoint.
I appreciate coming on, and hopefully some of the young millennials will see they have a future.
Exactly. It's a bright future as well.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done.